Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. Tonight, straight from Barcelona, Spain, here in New York for the past few days, John Talabat here in the studio. John, thank you for coming down. Thanks. How's your New York trip been?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Like always. Really a bit hot the first days.
Yeah.
But after the storm and the rain, everything
it cooled down.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Wait, so you've been to New York a few times before?
Yeah, I was in PS1 last year.
It was
pretty amazing. And I was like 2 years ago, but with my girlfriend on a trip.
So not playing. So this is the second time playing here.
Yeah.
And how do you feel, you know, the parties were that you played at?
Yeah, actually I played in two totally different places, like Levain and Glasslands.
Yeah. They're very different vibes.
Very different, but both were really nice.
Yeah.
Like yesterday in Glasslands was super nice. It was a mixed like lineup with Hard Mix and Can Blaster. And the first day I played in Levain with Prince Language, and it was really, really nice. The place is amazing, so...
Yeah, yeah. Like, nice view.
And swimming pools, and I don't know, it was perfect.
Were you doing anything else here in the US, or...?
No, I just leaving on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah. So... So it was just a New York tour, no other dates. What's happening with your... Is the Hivern Disc your record label, or are you running that with someone?
Yeah,
or
actually, we are making it possible through three people or so.
Okay.
That we collaborate and stuff. It's not... I wouldn't say it's mine.
Yeah.
Because it's not mine, but it's from... I put money.
Yeah, okay. That, so all together. Okay.
Yeah, so if you put money, I think you own, like, a part of it. Like.
Yeah. Well, and when did you start the... when did the label get formed?
It started, like, 3 years ago. But we started digital. Later, we put some vinyls combined with digital. And now we keep doing the same digital and vinyl. So
how many releases have there been?
11. Yeah. 11 with 10, but with a 7-inch we released for a party. It's, like, 11 releases.
So have you been doing parties for the record label then in Barcelona, or?
Only one. We made only one party that it was like all stars that we played with some friends, and it was nothing serious, but it came a lot of people looking for the 7-inch. We made like 150 and they were gone the same night.
Really?
Yeah, it was one track of mine, one track of a guy's we will release soon, Aster from Barcelona, and it was nice.
So is it with the label? Is it a lot of people from Barcelona that you're releasing there?
Yeah, we try to focus on artists in Barcelona.
Yeah,
because I think there are still enough people doing nice things to release.
Who are the other Barcelona artists that you're?
Like, well, actually, it's not only Barcelona. From Madrid, we have Pional.
Has
released an EP on Permanent Vacation now.
Right.
We have like Stainboy, Mouse Up, and we have like Aster, these people, and I don't know if we are trying to release an electronic album of an artist called Mistakes Are Okay, and I don't know.
Where is that person from, Mistakes Are Okay?
Mistakes is from Barcelona.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. He does strange electronic music, but we've been, he has an album completed, and we're thinking in releasing, and now we are releasing a compilation too with artists like Narwhal from Barcelona. They make like electronic ambient and stuff. And I don't know. Yeah, we keep picking stuff. It's not only focus on disco or house or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a label that we put out what we liked, not the stylistic.
And is there like a club or a thing in Barcelona or Madrid or anywhere in Spain where you feel like you guys are all playing and kind of, you know...
Mm. Not a special club. I think we all grow in the same clubs. Like people in Barcelona grew in Apollo, MOOC or Rasmatas. Like that's where old people go to have fun. Later came another club called Be Cool, which is really cool.
Right. It is.
And that's where we made our last party because we thought that it was the nice people. Like it, I think you can put there 300 people or 400. And it's like the people we think we could put in the party.
Yeah.
So we made it there, and I don't know. There are small clubs, but I don't know. I don't know them at all. Like, there is not so many places to play as it looks like. You can make parties in small bars, but not with good sound systems or whatever. So.
But I always hear about the Barcelona scene being really big. You know, after Berlin, it's kind of. Everyone seems to talk about it. It's not happening for
I don't have that feeling of a Barcelona scene. I just follow what I've seen from other labels. Like, there have been Barcelona labels for a while, and there's a lot of people doing nice stuff now. Like, there have been labels like Factor City or people from other styles. Now are the guys called Downliner Sec that make dubstep, strange dubstep. That, I don't know, there's a lot of people doing music and good music. There are always scenes like the techno scene with I don't know, Mulero and these kind of people that really techno.
Yeah.
But it's not we don't have a concrete sound.
Right.
Do you know, you can speak in Berlin of Bergen techno, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think in Barcelona we don't have like a concrete sound. Like, yeah, you can define these, or Bristol is by dubstep, or Berlin is by techno, or France with the French touch and house.
Yeah.
But I think Barcelona don't have a sound. They tried to push it with DeLorean, El Guincho, and me, like a Barcelona sound, but I really don't feel like there is a concrete sound. I don't know.
It'll come.
Actually, I would like to. We are trying to work on this, and I like for the label that the artists feel confident to make the music that they want. So I think when the artists feel that the label is gonna put out their stuff, they have no pressure and they are giving the best of them for the music. So that's what we are trying on the label.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I mean, I'm glad to hear more about the Spanish scene and what's happening there. Yeah, because I think you usually do hear more about like kind of the banging techno.
Because it's been important in Spain, like banging techno and people related to Trezor and kind of sound. It's been important, and lots of producers went into it, and it was important. Like it was the main sound maybe in Spain in the most of the parties over the 2000 and late 90s. But now it's a little bit I don't know. There's not a sound that really defines Spain. I don't know. I wouldn't say that. If I had to choose, I didn't. I don't know.
We'll come up with a name soon for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll think of something.
Yeah.
To put you in a box, so then you can't go outside of that sound anymore. For right now, for what kind of remix wise or production wise, what do you have coming up?
Now I'm doing a remix for Joachim.
Okay.
And I'm finishing the album stuff. Like, it's gonna be out.
You have an album?
Yeah.
That's gonna be out when?
October.
On Hivern Discs or?
No, Permanent Vacation.
On Permanent Vacation, yeah. Okay.
It's not a housey album. It's not a summer album.
It's not a summer album?
No, it's like a dark album.
Yeah.
And it's mostly electronic shortcuts and some stuff. Like, it's not based on samples anymore. I've worked with synthesizers and that kind of stuff. So I'm quite happy, but it's been strange to work that way. But I was tired of, I didn't want to make the same things for the 12 inches like for the album. So at the end I did different stuff.
Yeah, you have another track there? Yeah, we're talking a lot over these.
Yeah, I put another ambient track.
Okay.
So we can 8 minutes.
Okay. So what, you already have 12 inches coming for the Permanent Vacation for the album then? When do you think those are going to come out?
I think it's going to come. The album stuff, you're saying?
Are the 12 inches going to be coming out before the album?
No. I think the album is going to
come first.
Yeah, because now I
isn't that the wrong way to do, isn't it?
No, because I released like 2 12 inches on Permanent Vacation, and I didn't want to make, like, I want the album be completely different from the 12 inches.
Okay.
So I think the album has it's finished how it is,
yeah.
And you can take the tracks out or put the tracks in.
Yeah.
It's all new tracks.
Yeah.
None of the tracks of the EP is on the album because it was conceived like...
Did you work with other people on doing the album?
Yeah, I work with Pional in one track and with DeLorean in another track they are singing. No, Pional in 2 tracks actually, and they are the best ones. Yeah, I have to thanks to him for making it possible. And for letting me the vocals and the percussions and everything in his studio in Madrid. And I don't know. And before the album is coming out, there is a track on a compilation in Permanent. It's really, I think it's a really nice track. I've been playing it always in the parties.
Are you going to play it tonight?
No. But it's like it's coming out, I don't know, in August or maybe July. I'm not sure.
And remix wise, is there anything?
I'm doing one for Joachim.
Oh yeah, you should mention that.
Which I met yesterday.
Yeah, that he came to your party.
Nice guy. And that's all at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been doing quite a lot of remixes lately, so
yeah.
I want to
No, it's good to focus on your album. Yeah. Okay, well, let's get back to your music here and we'll stop chatting over everything. So John Talbot here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. Thank you.
are built to suit a fashion model size. When I try to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arm, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenal. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellow stands or falls down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eye, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heel, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hand, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenal, phenomenal woman. That's my mother and all your mothers, and my grandmother and your grandmother, and my great grandmother. And your great, and my great, great, and your great, and my great, great, and your great, and my great, great, and your great, great, great.
at the party and you're holding up the wall. You know the music pumping, so watch you move your body and all. You know you want to move to this awesome business group. So the only thing to do is just to feel the mood. I love the way you move your butt. I love the way you stretch your stuff. Shake your body to this beat and slide yourself next to me. I can feel what you can feel, and this feeling is oh so real. So the only thing to do is to feel the mood. All the freaks, raise your hands high up in the air. All you guys, go below, and then you know where to go. My name is Cool Rock Steady, and I'm here to do the do with Maurice, Liddell, and Hula too. Just shake and jack your bodies through and through, and all the freaks in the house just feel the move. Pump it up, jack it up, and do your slam dance. Because this acid track is gonna put you in a trance. You've been waiting on some acid that's banging like this. Feel the move, feel the move, then you will never miss. We'll be right back.
Okay, you've been listening to Beats in Space here with John Talbot in from Barcelona for the weekend and heading back now to Spain. But John, thank you for coming on and playing records for us. And you start off with a new edit of yours.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was the only track of your own. You don't like to play your own stuff?
No, I don't really play my own stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's kind of two different kinds of artists. You know, ones that play out all of their own stuff and then others who don't really like to.
Sometimes I play, but not so often. Like, sometimes I play one of my tracks or two, but I prefer to play other stuff.
Why is that? Because you don't want to see what people's reaction is to it, or what?
I just don't know. I feel that I'm tired of them sometimes.
You've heard them enough.
Once I heard Moody Man is not playing his tracks and two, so I thought, oh, like that's another DJ like me that don't like to play his own tracks.
Really, he doesn't ever play his own tracks.
That's what I read. So okay. I thought, yeah, maybe. Yeah. So I don't know, I just heard it so much time, so I prefer to play other stuff.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I think it's funny because there are people who like play just tons of their own stuff, and then there's others who will not play any of it.
There's so much music that I prefer to play others.
Yeah. Well, so what is this? You said you kind of want to end it with something a little bit different here.
Yeah,
what is it?
I don't know. I think it's not good, but...
wait, don't say that. It's not good?
I must say it because I'm not sure if it's good or not, but it's a track from Spain from the 90s. In the 90s, there was a Ruta del Bacalao, it was called in Valencia. And it's
wait, say it again?
Ruta del Bacalao. And it was like the first electronic music was played like EVM and so in Valencia. And I want to finish with a track that it's quite popular. It made quite popular in that age, and it's like called Hispanic, and it's Spring of the Night. It's an adaptation of a Sting track, and it was produced by one of the first guys who produced electronic music like in Spain, like techno and house and stuff.
So what year is this from?
I'm not sure, 1991 or something like that.
But from Valencia.
Yeah, from Valencia. And it's quite funny because it's like the English is not so perfect and it was done with what they had in this time, but I don't know. I think it's quite cheesy, but...
But it became a big hit.
Yeah, and I want people to hear it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if it's good or not, but it's quite popular. And when I listen, it's like I remember sometimes hearing it in radios or something like that. And
have you played this out in Spain?
No, I never played it. But no. I had a babysitter when I was a child that he always was bringing that kind of music. So I remember of her every time like I hear it. Like it's funny, but he used to be into that kind of techno house scene or Valencian scene or whatever, and he took buses from Barcelona to Valencia over like 3 hours only to go to the clubs. But there were no clubs. There were like clubs and after clubs and after clubs and after clubs, like from Friday to Sunday or Monday. So
wait, so was the Valencia scene back then? That was where everything was happening in Spain.
I don't know if it was happening everything there, but it was quite a big movement, and a lot of people was moving every weekend for going to that big clubs with huge sound systems and DJs, hours and hours and hours. People was playing like 6 hours or so.
Yeah.
I know, crazy times.
And the parties don't start until like 4 a.m. in Spain anyways. Yeah. So.
You know that. You've been in Valencia, so.
Yeah.
Like, when you finish here, it's when are you starting in Valencia? It's crazy.
I remember getting dropped off at the hotel like at 2 in the morning. They're like, yeah, we'll see you at 4 to pick you up to go play.
Yeah. That's your style.
Yes, you know, Mediterranean style.
Yeah.
Wait, so say again the name of this one.
Hispanic, Bring of the Night.
All right. John Talbot, thank you so much for coming down. I hope you come back to New York again sometime
soon.
I hope so. And then the album is going to be coming out
October
on Permanent Vacation. Do you have a name for the album?
Not yet.
Untitled.
Okay.
Okay, John Talbot here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.